The town's boulevard parking rules are changing, but there are still a few more steps before the town will firm up exactly what those changes will be. During Monday's, February 28, council meeting, council voted in favor of moving forward with a phased implementation of curbed boulevard parking restrictions in Collingwood. Now, work will get underway for staff to determine what bylaw ramifications there will be to such restrictions. Out of three options, council voted in favor placing restrictions on curbed boulevards only. It would mean working gradually from our state today to a long-term vision that would have parking on boulevards having greater restrictions, said Director of Public Works, Engineering and Environmental Services Peggy Slama. If you were to use the boulevard for parking, you would need a permit. There might be other conditions attached. The issue first came to the council table earlier in February. See more. Town considering prohibiting parking on boulevards, bike lanes. The three options considered by council were Option 1 status quo, Option 2 town-wide prohibition of boulevard parking, Option 3 phased implementation of boulevard beautification and boulevard parking restrictions for a total prohibition. The staff report notes significant staff time would be required to develop the implementation, and current staffing levels would not allow for continuous or proper enforcement. Under the third and council's preferred option, the intent is to achieve the desired boulevard environment that is curbed, free of vehicles, covered in low vegetation, sod or other, with trees. Parking would be prohibited on all curbed boulevards, in bike lanes, and within 2 meters of a boulevard tree. There are currently two bylaws on the books in the town of Collingwood regarding parking. During Monday night's meeting, Slama said changes would need to be made to both bylaws to implement the phased parking restrictions on boulevards. As part of the consent agenda, a letter from Collingwood resident John Edwards was received, where he outlined issues with his own property on Birch Street. He noted in his letter that boulevard parking is the only option on his property, where he's lived with his family since 2008. Having to pay a fee for parking would be another charge on top of the already increasing cost of living for a young family, including taxes, utilities, gas, food and other expenses. And quite frankly, would be punishing us for a situation that has been in place for decades, wrote Edwards. Councillors were split in their thoughts about which option would be best. Kathy Jeffery asked if there would be more opportunities for public input as proposed bylaw changes came before council. Slama said there would, through the Development and Operations Services Standing Committee. Deb Doherty said her biggest concern is that the non-curbed streets in Collingwood wouldn't be subject to the bylaw changes. These comprise the majority of our streets in Collingwood, she said. We have some boulevards in town that aren't functioning as they should and are taking away from the pride of ownership of the homes that are in front of them. Marianne McLeod asked what problem the town was experiencing that the staff report was seeking to solve. Are we inundated with cars being abandoned on our streets? Asked McLeod. I am of the opinion that we should support status quo. I don't see this as a huge problem. Bob Madigan said he also was in favor of sticking with the status quo. I don't think this is going to solve any problems. I think this is going to make more, he said. Slama said the genesis of the report comes from council resolutions raised over the past 4 years. Deputy Mayor Keith Hull said he had asked for a report after hearing concerns from residents. We have properties where front lawns are being used as parking lots for multiple vehicles, said Hull. It's a problem that has been downloaded in communities across the province through provincial planning. It's put an exorbitant amount of pressure on persons looking to park. Hull clarified that while it is not a big issue Collingwood-wide, there are smaller pockets in town, such as in newer subdivisions in the southwest end, that are seeing the issue become worse over time. McLeod said if restrictions were supported by council, she would like staff to look into what she termed legacy permitting, where homeowners who have always used their boulevards for parking could continue. So many of us have lost so much over the past 2 years. I don't want to take anything else away from anybody, including a parking spot, said McLeod. On Monday night, councillors voted 5-3 in favor of moving forward with boulevard parking restrictions. Doherty, McLeod and Madigan were opposed. Now that council has determined which option they prefer, staff will create a report regarding the implication of bylaw changes on enforcement staff to determine if more resources are needed and develop a new process for boulevard parking permits.